Lamed Kislev Rosh Chodesh, Zion Chanukah, Tuesday the 3rd of December, Rabbi Ephraim Klein. Was the Nes of Chanukah in Bovel?
I was asked this shayla by Isha Chachoma, no less a personage than my dear wife. Last Chanukah, apropos of nothing, she threw this at me, and I asked Yireim Shleimim Tamidei Chachomim, and basically I got fluff. Nobody came back with anything. And on Asor B'Teves, I found Niftecho Hashemayim. I found Marim Hakomos. Now, first of all, let's look at the historical background of the Nes of Chanukah. Golus Yavon begins with Alexander Mokedon, Alexander the Great, who created one of the greatest empires ever, stretching from Mitzrayim, Macedonia, Greece, right across to the Indus, right across to India. After he died, it was divided into three. The Greek area remained with one of his generals, and then it was divided into two. The southern Greek Empire, which was called the Ptolemaic Empire, named after his general called Ptolemy. And there was the Seleucid Empire in the northeast, named after a general of his called Seleucid. And there was a battle of power, a power struggle between the Seleucid Empire and the Ptolemaic Empire for a period of about 100 years. And you had Eretz Yisrael in the middle, and Eretz Yisrael changed hands between the two empires. Pashtus, the Seleucid Empire, included Bovel, because Alexander captured Bovel. So Pashtus, Bekufia, superficially one would say, well, if he was Geyser on the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, there was a Gzera on the Yidden and Bovel as well, and then the Shiloh would live happily ever after. But it's just not the case at all, as we will see. Another reason why this is extremely vital in terms of getting the perspective is the fact that we have this perception of, an erroneous perception, that when it came to Bayis Sheni, then all the Yidden went on Aliyah and lived happily or unhappily ever after in Israel. That's not the case at all. Actually, it's actually almost a mirror image of what's going on today, that you have a minority of Yidden living in Israel. The 40,000 Yidden that came back, and as Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natan, we're going to get in an Asheleach, whether the Yovel was noig in Bayis Sheni, because the lot of Yovel is only when Rov Yisrael shuin al Armoson, and Rov Yisrael were not in Eretz Yisrael. There was a large Yishuv in Mitzrayim that went down with Yirmiyahu Novi, and there was also a larger Yishuv in Bavel. So much so that we find several times in Bayis Sheni that the Torah Eretz Yisrael was saved by Bovel, because the prowess of Bovel's Torah, namely Hillel HaBavli. Hillel HaBavli came and he told off the Bnei Eretz Yisrael because they didn't know whether Kom Pesach was Doche Shabbos or not. Reb Chiya came, the Gemara says in Bava Basra. Without Reb Chiya, who came from Bovel, there would have been Shichas HaTorah. So Bovel was a center of Torah, as we're going to see. And there is a very strong question, what was going on in Bovel? And l'chayri, you could say that it was part of the Gezerah. Now, let's put into the mix a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, very famous, the Ramban castigates the Chashmonoim, the Bnei Matisyo, for taking on the mantle of Melucha. The Droshes Laran argues with the Ramban, we're not going to go there today, but the Ramban is very much of the opinion that Ovru al Tzavas HaZokim of Lo Yosef Shevet Mehuda, that the Chashmonoim transgressed the Tzavah of Yaakov Avinu in taking on the mantle of Melucha. However, he adds a caveat, a very important caveat, which is to do with what we're going to be talking about this morning, and that is, he says, and I'll quote the Loshana of the Ramban says that, Il Moleheim, if not, they were Chaside Elyon, Il Moleheim, Nishtakhu HaTorah VaHamitzvus MiYisrael. If not for them, there would have been forgotten Torah and mitzvahs from Yisrael. So the Ramban seems to be saying categorically that there was a gzeira shmad on Gantz Klal Yisrael, and if not for the Chashmonaim, there would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael Torah and mitzvahs. Those are the words of the Ramban. But as we'll see from our shiur this morning, it's bichlal not poshut. The Gemara in Sukkah brings that Rabbi Yochanan commented, there was discussion of what the halach of Arova is. Is it halach of Moshe? We see now, is it Drabonon? On the Shana Rabbah? What is it? Halach of Moshe? We see now, Drabonon? And then, originally he wanted to say it was Drabonon. And then along came Rav Kana from Bavel, and he said, no, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Dilchoin Amri Dilchoini. And Rashi explains, Rav Kana was a Talmud of Rav. V'chorif ma'od, he was a shafer, he was very sharp in his learning, u'borach le'eretz Yisrael lifnei Rabbi Yochanan, machmas maradin. He was accused of murder, and he ran away from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And then Rabbi Yochanan had lots of shilas, and he said the following. He said, I always thought that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had the prowess, this is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem and Dalet, had the prowess, they had the scholarship, they had the knowledge, they were the Talmidei Chachamim, over and above Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was one of the Amorei Eretz Yisrael. However, now I know the Torah is yours. Because even though you went into Golus, and even though you might have potentially suffered in Golus, nevertheless, Omdolahem Chochmas HaChorosh VaMazgeh Shegolim Yichonyo. The Pasuk says, the end of Malachim, the Chorosh and the Mazgeh, the craftsmen, stayed behind. These were no craftsmen, they were craftsmen in Torah, these Chorosh and Mazgeh. Chazal say that these Chorosh and Mazgeh, the Chorosh, that when they opened their mouths in Torah, Nezakol Chorashim, nobody had anything to say. And the Mazgeh, Sheh Sogrim Bahalocha, everything they said was absolutely spot on. These were the Chorosh and the Mazgeh. They went to Bavel. We're going to see this as a Gemara in Gittin. And these were Giborim in Torah. And therefore, the Giborim in Torah ensured, said Rabbi Yochanan, that Torah was not forgotten. Lo nishtach haTorah begolus Bavel. The Torah was not forgotten. Note the words, Lo nishtach haTorah begolus Bavel. So, this is a makor that in Bavel there was no problem in terms of the gzeiros of the Yevonim, because the Chorosh and the Mazgeh, they went into Golus shortly before Churban Beis HaMikdash, Beis Rishon, and this was an insurance policy of the Ribono Shel Olam to ensure that there should not be Shichas HaTorah. That's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Dalad. Now, then we have a Medrash Tanchuma. And the Medrash Tanchuma is quite unbelievable. And it really sets the cats among the proverbial pigeons. The Medrash Tanchuma says the following. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koras Brist Im Yisrael Shelo Tishakach Torah Shebal Peh Mipihem Umipizarom Ad Soif Kol HaDoros. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a brist with Klal Yisrael that Torah will never be forgotten, Torah Shebal Peh will never be forgotten for all eternity. Famous pasuk: "Vanizos brisi oisom om Hashem ruchi asher lecho odvoy she samtu v'ficho leyamushu mipicha mipizarecho mipizarezecho loksid mimcha ela mipicha doesn't say from you, it says mipicha, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Ulefichach, kova HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei yeshivas liYisrael shehu hoigim baTorah yom v'layla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had and fixed two yeshivas in Bovel that were learning Torah day and night. V'oison beis yeshivas, loy ro'u, loy shevi, v'loy shmad, v'loy sholol. Those two yeshivas, they didn't see captivity, they never saw religious persecution, shmad, which was what was happening with Yavon. They were not pillaged. V'loy sholat behem lo Yavon v'loy Edom. The Greek persecutions and the Romans persecution did not touch those two yeshivas in Bovel. V'yitziyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu yud beishona koidim churban Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was roya es hanoilet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the persecution that was going to happen through the Romans and the Greeks. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in motion the Hatzolah for Torah 12 years before Churban Bayis Rishon. And he took the Chorosh and the Mazgeh, quotes the Gemara in Gittin, he took them into Golos Bavel. And then the Medrash goes on and says a very strong Loshon over there. V'hegle es Golos Yechonyo le'Golos Sityo k'dei shelo tishtakach mehen Torah Shebal Peh. Clear in the Medrash. The words of the Medrash are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those hundreds of years before the Greeks and the Romans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in motion the process that Torah Shebal Peh should be saved. V'yeshvu b'terosim b'bovin bin oiso shor ad hayoy. That they should stay learning Torah in Bovel from that moment of Golos Bovel right until the present day. V'lo shalab em lo edem v'lo yovam v'lo gozra alim shmadik. And the Medrash says the same thing. An interesting addendum, if you like. V'afli imoysa Moshiach ein chevle shal Moshiach royin. These shtei yeshivas, they will not see chevle Moshiach. They will not see the suffering which will lead up to the chevle Moshiach. It brings Psukim to prove it. So it's clear in Chazal and the Medrash Tanchuma that Golos Bavel was unaffected. Now, which actually creates a problem in terms of the Ramban. If not for the words of the Ramban, the Lule Lechashmonoim Nishtakach Tom Yisrael, there is an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah. In Alanisim, it says, Bikshu, Bikshu. What's the Loshon? Bimei Matisyo ben Yochan Kohen Gadol, Shomad Malchus Yom Yishor, Bikesh Lahashkicham Terasecha. They wanted to, but there's no way that it could have happened. And the Loshon of the Rambam would support that sort of mahalach, because the Rambam when he brings the halacha of and describes the Nes of Chanukah, he says Kishemolchu Yovan Gozru Gzeis Yisrael Ubitlu Dosom Velehinichu Oisom Lase B'Torah Mitzvahs. They wouldn't allow them to learn Torah Mitzvahs, right? And they defeated them, and then they were allowed to be mekayem Torah Mitzvahs. But the Rambam doesn't spell out the fact that there was shichas, a danger of shichas haTorah. The Ramban sticks his neck out, and he does say there was a danger of shichas haTorah. Now, I have a suggestion.
Doesn't the Ramban also have a problem with the pasuk then?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. And there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayelach, Ki loisi shokach mi pizarei, that Torah will never be forgotten. So you see, you could say, Al pi derech hateva, there would have been shichas haTorah, not for the Hashmonaim. They were the shluchim to ensure that the promise would have been for Megaglin Zchus Ayidei Zakai. But I feel there is mokum inichu ligdo to say Torah. What I'm going to say is bang on. The question is whether it's pshat in the Ramban, right? because the words of the Ramban is Luli the Hashmonom Nichtakach Tera. Right? So the Yisoid that's coming out, which we're going to bring, is Shaitan Rishonim. Gemara's Rishonim. The question is whether that's Pshat in the Ramban. I'll leave it to you to work through and decide which direction you're going to go. There's a very interesting Droshas Laharan. The Droshas Laharan says the following. He brings the famous story in the Gemara in Brochus. Rav Chanina ben Doisa, there was a problem in the Shtotter Rav Chanina ben Doisa, that there was a snake that was causing problems and people were getting bitten. So Rav Chanina ben Doisa says, don't worry, leave him to me. So he goes to the cave where this snake was menacing people, puts his foot by the cave, the snake bit him and died. Rav Chanina ben Doisa comes to the Beis Medrash with his snake over his shoulder and says, see, ein ha'aroid meimis el achet meimis. It's not the snake that kills, it's Averis that kills. Says the Droshas Laharan, he said, this nace of Chanina ben Doisa is greater than the nace of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Nachash Nechoshes. What happened with the Nachash Nechoshes, the copper snake? People were speaking Lashon Hara. So the famous copper snake, Moshe Rabbeinu put it on a stick, and everyone looked at the Nachash Nechoshes, and they stopped dying. So the Nachash Nechoshes, the school of Nachash Nechoshes, was that people stopped dying. But Rav Chanina ben Doisa was a step further. Not only did he stop the snake from killing, but through his leg, he killed the snake, which transcends not just nature, but goes, if you like, against the nature. That his leg proved to be the death knell for this snake. So it's one step further than the nature of Nachash Nechoshes. How was Chanina ben Doisa, Zoicha, to do a nace over and above the Sar HaTorah? That's the question, if you have the question, the conundrum, if you like, that the Droshas Laharan poses. He says that there must be a koyach above Torah. Could there be a koyach above Torah? And he says, yes, there's a koyach above Torah. And I'll read you the Loshon of the Droshas Laharan. There's a koyach above Torah, says the Droshas Laharan. And he says, Torah is everything. Torah is all-encompassing. He brings the Rishami. The Rishami says that Vita Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael al Avodah Zorah v'Gilui Raya Shulchan Domin. He wasn't mavata on Bittul Torah. So Torah is all powerful in terms of expecting responsibility for us to fill our duty. Bittul Torah is everything, and yet there's something above Torah. Says the Ramban, V'afal pikein, Raya divri chazal, you can see in the words of the chazal, Shemi shemoise gufoi v'nafshoi la'ashem yizborach, v'choshik ba'avoidosoi. Somebody who is moise nefesh, in body and soul for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and shows choshik for the avoida, Yasig madrega gadoila yose mi sheyeh betachlis hachokma. He will steig, he will grow to a higher madrega than a very strong loshen, than somebody's betachlis hachokma. If we can imagine the greatest going in Torah, there is a madrega over and above that, and that is somebody who gives over his life and soul and whole being for Torah mitzvahs, he steigs to a higher madriga. And he brings a Gemara in Brochus. Omer Papa Labaya, Maishno Rishonim Disrachash Lunisa. Why is it that the first previous generations had miracles that happened to them? Or Maishno Anandalo Misrachash Lunisa. Why is it that we don't have miracles that happen to us? If it's because we can learn better than them, we're bigger Talmidei Chachamim. B'shonid Rabbi Yehuda kula tunoi ben Ezekin ava. In the Doir of Rabbi Yehuda, who was the second generation Amora, they were only Boki in Mesechtas Nezikin, in Seder Nezikin. V'anon kamasninon shita sidri. And we, in our generation, We are Boki, said Abaya, said Rapopa, and Shisha Sidra Mishnah. We're 6 times greater than them in Torah. We know Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and they only knew Sidra Nezikin. He struggled. I think there's Torah of Rav and Shmuel on this. I'm not sure. And we've got 13 yeshivas that are orangutan in Uxin, which is the most obscure mesecta in Shas, and yet all Rav Yehuda needed to do was take off one shoe, ready to put his slippers on for a Tanis Tzibur. He didn't need to. Immediately, he took off his shoe, ready to make a Tanis Tzibur. The rain came. We daven and we cry, and nothing happens. What is going on? Now, the girsa of the Ran in this Gemara is, Omale, so Abaya said to Rapapa, Rachmona Liberboy. The Giddush of our Gemara is Masrnaya Nafshe al Kedushas Hashem. The previous generations were Moise Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem. But the loss of the Ran brings in of this Chazal, the Giddush of the Ran is Rachmona Liberboy. The Doer of Reb Yehuda gave their heart and soul over to Torah Mitzvahs. The Doer of Reb Yehuda were Moise Nefesh Mamish for Torah Mitzvahs. Because they were Moise Nefesh Mamish for Torah Mitzvahs, they were Zoicha to Nisi Nisim. Whereas our generations, we might be big Talmidei Chachamim, but the Mesiris Nefesh is not there. So therefore not Zoicha. Says the Ran, you see from here that there's a Madrega over and above Torah. The Madrega over and above Torah is Mesiris Nefesh for Torah Mitzvahs. That takes a person to a different Steiger. It's a different level altogether. Now, if that's the case, we've got Iran, Rishon, that's what I say. I'm treading on very safe territory over here, because we've got a Rishon over here. It could be that we're talking about two different Dargas, two different concepts of Shichas HaTorah over here. The Medrash Tanchuma is talking about Shichas HaTorah. There's an insurance policy of Leishokach Mipizaroi, that there's a bris with Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh will never be forgotten. But it doesn't talk about the Madrega of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's an insurance policy that Torah Shabbat Peh will trundle along, but it doesn't talk about the Madrega. The Chashmonoim and the Torah's Eretz Yisrael had that dimension of Torah, which is a different Madrega altogether, as the Ran says. The Torah, Bimsiris Nefesh, is a different Madrega of Torah altogether. And it could be that the Ramban, when he's saying that there wouldn't have been Shichas HaTorah, he's talking about that Steiger of Torah, that level of Torah, where you have Mesiris Nefesh, which takes it into a different plane altogether, as the Drosh's Laran says. And just to make the point stronger, we find actually, not just in Torah, as I'm suggesting over here, but in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, that the Mesiris Nefesh for Shmiras HaMitzvahs take mitzvahs to a different level, the Doris, Ad Hayoim Hazeh, as we see from the Neis Chanukah, as we see from the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashmonaim. Where do we see this? So Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, famous Gemara, but this bit contextualizes the Gemara in the words of the Drosh's Laran. The Gemara says the following: Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elozar Oimer, Rav Shimon Elozar says the following. Kol mitzvah shemosu Yisrael atzmon aleim lemisa b'shas gezeres hamalchus. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were moisa nefesh for at the time of gezeres malchus, the time when there were persecutions from the Romans, kegoyim, for example, avodas kechovim umila, avodas zora and mila, adayin hi muchzekes biyodom. It is still strong, and the level of commitment is there in a way which reflects that mysterious nefesh that happened all those years ago. V'chol mitzvah sheloi mosru Yisrael atzmon aleh lemisa b'shas gezeres hamalchus. But any mitzvah where Klal Yisrael did not show that level of commitment of mesiras nefesh for that mitzvah at the time of gezeres malchus, could go in tefillin, for example, tefillin. Adayin hi merupa b'yodom. There is still a shvachkeit. There's a lack of commitment to that mitzvah. The Gemara goes on to bring the example of Elisha bal Kanofayim. I won't go there. But you see very clearly in Chazal that mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah, in this case, avodah zorah, not being nichshel in avodah zorah, and mitzvahs mila, that has had an hashpoah ad hayoyim hazeh. It's interesting to note that today mila is under threat, and all the cries of Yidden, even Yidden who are not very committed to Torah mitzvahs, are shrying gewalt about mila. Right? So just last week's Hamadiyah, there's a lady from Sweden. I don't know whether she puts on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin or not. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm sure she's a Gita Yidna, but she's going the whole way. She's declaring she wants to have political asylum in the country that she's living in. She's making a statement that I'm a persecutor in my own country and I want political asylum. A Yidna in Sweden, because of Xeris Mila and Shchita. That's this Gemara. It's this Gemara. A lady, she's a bris chosam to in Tosis and Brokos says that women are also shaykh to bris, yeah? But a lady, she's a baalas bris. And yet she's taken upon herself to shy give out about Mila. That's this Gemara. We don't find ad doratzeinu, you get the vad l'mishmeris stan, but the rash for mitzvahs tefillin. Do we have the same fervor for mitzvahs tefillin as we did on the day of our bar mitzvah? I'm talking to myself, right? Because that's the pshat in this gemara over here. So, in summation. So the suggestion is that there would have been a shichas haTorah on that level of Torah of mesiras nefesh. And it's interesting to note that Reb Chaim Shevel and his Hagoyos on the Ramban quotes the Gemara in Megillah, Lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chalasum l'ofer b'ris yitom. And it says, Lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chalasum l'ofer b'ris yitom. And he brings this as a raya, She'emadzit lahem lo ga'altim, She'emadzit lahem Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmenu v'onov matasio kohen gadol. And the Hofer Brisi Yitom was Rebbe and the Chachmei HaDoiris, right? The Rebbe and Chachmei HaDoiris, they were Moshe Nefesh for Torah and Mitzvahs. And it's interesting that Rebbe and Chachmei HaDoiris, so he says, just like Rebbe Chachmei HaDoiris saved us from Shichas HaTorah, So the Chashmonei says Shichas HaTorah. The Pshat over there, Lechore, is the same sort of idea. The Rebbe, when he made the Mishnah, the Shichas HaTorah was to take the Torah into an Andrash Steiger of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh would remain in its pristine glory, if you like, and not on a lower Madrega of Shichas HaTorah.